Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are really glad to be with you, but we have some very disheartening news and a very stern set of warnings. And I am not alone in this. Momentum is actually building inside the Beltway to remove Joe Biden as president. But it can't come too soon. And I hope that a number of Democrats will see this. I would encourage you to forward this to any Democratic representatives that you may have. I'm not speaking in a mean-spirited way. I'm speaking in a way that only seeks to defend the continuance of our republic and saving what little is left of our economy. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. I'm going to lay out some of the facts here as we go. I look at this as a short, not-so-sweet presentation, fact-based, but the sense of urgency is beyond compare. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm an American. It shouldn't matter what political party you're from. You're an American. If you don't want to fall into absolute abject chaos, you need to forward this to everyone you know, but most of all, to your political officials. I come to this position that I'm in today with a background of respect. I'm not bragging, but I am not some lowlife that couldn't make a living any other way, and this is the only way I could do it. I was a high school teacher, coached many sports, a college coach, a college professor. I've been a therapist on the mental health side of things. I've written college curriculum, high school curriculum. I have had a success in this country that reflects this country's opportunities. And I'm saying we can go no further. And I'm not saying this as a broadcaster. I'm not saying this as a Republican because Lord knows I am not a Republican. I am saying this because I only have one motive. And my motive is to save the republic for every man, woman, and child in this country. I care not about your preferences, your backgrounds, your political allegiances, your moral character, as long as you're not hurting people. That's up to you. You have to answer to your God for that, or whoever is your creator in your mind, not for me to judge. What does the Lord command? Judge not, lest you be judged. But we need to take immediate executive action against Joe Biden, or we're not going to survive as a country. And you say, well, the people behind the scenes are making the decisions. I don't care. Cut off the head of the snake, to use the metaphor. Oh, some people will say Dave's being literal and advocating violence. It's a phrase. Anyway, this is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Tonight, you need to make this free 1 million minds at a time. We have so many people who are hopelessly lost in a sea of ignorance. They can't even see what's going on. But there is awareness growing. Before we do this, I've got to take care of a little business, but it is a product I appreciate. A man of my advanced age is doing pretty good. When I'm done here tonight, I'm going to go fight with my heavy bag, and I'll do 3 rounds of speed punching. Then I'll do some kicks for a couple rounds. Then I'll do a lower body workout to bed. Tomorrow I swim half mile and I do a little HIIT, high intensity interval. Pretty good for a man my age. I owe it to products like this. This is turmeric filled. You know, no big deal about turmeric, and you're right. But there are 2,000 peer-reviewed studies that tell you how good turmeric is. And listen to me clearly. This takes turmeric because of its unique proprietary chemical process and safely and naturally enhances the turmeric by 46 times. And you think, wow, 46 times already great? Yeah, we know all the benefits of turmeric. Heart health, cardiovascular, cognition. We know all 2,000 peer-reviewed studies. So go to agewithdave.com. 51% off while supplies last. And I really do feel like I owe a lot to some of these products I bring out here because I use what I sell to you. My goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, how did we get here? I ask people oftentimes, did you think 3 years ago we'd be where we are today? No. But let me tell you, there's hope out there. 21 governors and 16 state attorney generals have told Biden to take care of the border and to resume domestic production of oil. the lack of domestic production of oil has destroyed this economy. It sent us into an inflationary spin. And let me explain to you, and for any of you politicians watching, if you're not aware of what I'm telling you, please do your research. If you go back to the Consumer Price Index of 1982, and you include food and gas in the CPI, and you have to, because our entire economy is based on transportation, just-in-time delivery, six times a day to your favorite store. And when gas doubles, well, okay. And then we got the supply chain problem, of which this administration has done nothing. What did Buttigieg do? He goes on maternity leave at a time of great extreme crisis. And so we haven't solved that. Now we have all the meatpacking problems and the fertilizer and this and that and the other. And we're worried about getting more weapons in the hands of Ukraine. That's fine. I want to see civilians saved. I want to see the carnage stopped. But what about us? This president has done nothing to help an American. Nothing. Everything he does is punitive to this country. I've gone through all the tax plans he's bringing in. The idea of bringing in unrealized income, driving you out of your home because you can't afford to pay the appreciated capital gains tax that they're going to put on us. Oh, and you politicians, don't shake your head. Don't shake your head, because Janet Yellen is relentlessly pursuing this. But let's get down to brass tacks. You've got the heads of state government taking matters into their own hands. What was it, a 26-state task force to handle border issues, to go after the cartels? That's because this president is aiding and abetting child sex trafficking by letting the borders open, aiding and abetting deadly fentanyl, who's killed over 100,000 Americans last year, and we're on pace to break that record this year. That's almost double the casualties of the Vietnam War. This is unacceptable. We cannot survive any longer. We're facing major housing bubbles. I did a story earlier today where I talked about building permits versus migration patterns. Who's going to be left holding the bag? Vegas, Seattle, Atlanta, Chicago. All these cities are in huge trouble, and many, many more. And the rest are going to follow suit. And we're going to see, what, 10 million homes go into foreclosure? That's the projection now. This is what all the economists are saying. But back to the CPI index. Food and water, they don't count under the food supplies. And gas doesn't count. Like, we don't have to drive to work or eat. But if you put the 1982 CPI index in, you're pushing 17% inflation. Rents are up 21% from a year ago, and that's a real good marker of inflation. We're pushing 20%, politicians. And it's only going to get worse. We're ready to hyperinflate. The world's running from reserve currencies because we desert our allies, a la Afghanistan, a la Taiwan. Do you feel comfortable that Biden's going to do anything to help Taiwan if China invades? I don't. I have a relative in Taiwan. This disturbs me greatly. It disturbs me greatly because we don't honor our word anymore. The world is running from America. We're looked at as a rogue, terrible, evil nation. That's not the character of our people. We are a good people. And it doesn't matter what brand of American you're talking about. Old, young, race, religion, doesn't matter. We are a good and generous people. We're always the first ones to give to a worldwide disaster, to a natural disaster. We're the first ones on the scene. We willingly pay tax dollars for that. The rest of the world doesn't do that. And we had a form of government that worked until this group came along. And we are in deep, deep trouble. We can't survive, I believe, into the fall with Biden at the helm. We have to immediately start ramping up oil production. If we have to assert the National Guard, insert them into the production to beef up manpower, to speed up the process, it needs to happen. Biden should be taken from office right now. One, he should be impeached. He should absolutely be impeached. You say, on what grounds? I just told you, aiding and abetting. First of all, he's ignoring the laws on the border. That's enough for impeachment. That's criminal. Number two, he's aiding and abetting through his criminal negligence at the border, child sex trafficking. You get the idea. So he could be impeached. You might get Democrats to go along with you because they're not going to get reelected. They already know it. They're begging Biden to stop on Title 42, which is going to overwhelm the... Really, folks, honestly, there is no going forward with this man any longer. And I don't care who's behind him, who's really making the decisions, as people say. It doesn't matter to me. It's coming out of the Oval Office, and he's putting his stamp of approval on it, and we cannot continue to move on. He must be taken out of office by impeachment. And then clearly, he turns to shake hands with a ghost. And then he turns around and can't figure out which way he gets out of the room. I remember when George Bush couldn't figure out what door to get off a stage one time, and he joked about it. That's all happened to us. Obama on his campaign one time said, I've been in all 57 states. He was tired. He was overworked. We understand that happens. But this is a daily occurrence with this man. He is cognitively gone. Seriously. And you take him out, the people behind him probably go away. But honestly, too, I don't know if we can even survive Kamala Harris. You Democrats need to listen to me. This country is not going to stand for letting this country go down the tubes. And they're blaming one political party. If you look at Hispanics, there's been a 25% shift in their voter allegiance. Do you think that black people are far behind? Do you think that any group is farther behind? We all want the American dream, not the American nightmare, and that's what we're getting. I'm asking you to share this as a call to action right now. Impeachment or 25th Amendment, I could care less which it is, but he needs to be gone, and then Kamala Harris needs to be put on notice. You will be next if you don't move to protect this country. They make it seemingly a crime to support America. Oh, you're a white nationalist. I heard him call Larry Elder that. Excuse me, if you don't know who that is, Mr. Elder happens to be black. We're tired of race baiting. We're tired of the name calling. We're tired of parents being undermined. We're tired of schools that don't teach any longer. We're tired of it all. And it all started on Biden's watch. Up until the pandemic, and I'm not blaming anybody for that in this presentation, this country was zooming economically. Now, do people have to love Trump? No, he's rough around the edges. But every Democrat is saying we were better off with Trump than we are with Biden. And they all see it, and they're all running from him. We're on the edge of mutiny, but I don't know how far into the summer we have to get for the Democrats to go desperate and openly challenge him. Because by then it might be too late. We need a president who will talk to Putin and talk us out of this war, talk us out of the escalation to World War III. This president's not going to do that. You know, he could have taken the high ground away from Putin in the early days before the war. I'm talking in January by saying, as a member of NATO, we have no intention of bringing Ukraine in. So Vladimir Putin, what is your objection here? What are you really upset about? That would have cut his legs out because his whole argument was based on you're moving into close to our territory. You're endangering us. You're going to make them a member of the evil empire that threatens Mother Russia. If you would have said no NATO, but you wouldn't say that, Biden, why not? Why wouldn't Biden say that? Why? And I don't know that I even want Ukraine in NATO because they have so many internal problems in their government. I don't think we could trust them. Yet I'm calling for the support of Ukraine just because citizens are being slaughtered and I'm for the people. I am for stopping the murder of citizens. You know, ideologically, I don't align with Ukraine's philosophy, but Russia was wrong to do what they did. They were wrong to invade. But Biden could have taken steps to put Putin clearly in a really mysterious, deep hole and said to him, what are you going to fight for now? We've told you we're not going to bring him in. Let's sit down and discuss our differences. Do we need a new set of treaties? But we didn't get that. We got tough talk. Oh, if he makes a move, we're going to do this. How well did that work, Biden? How well did that work? We need someone who can negotiate. See, this is why Trump was effective. Do you think Putin would be doing this if Trump was president? Does anybody believe that that would be happening right now? You Democrats out there watching this, Do you think that Putin would have dared cross Trump? No. No. Trump had the ability to carry out his threats. Trump was two moves ahead. The Russians and the Chinese have been two moves ahead of us since Biden took over. And if we get in a war with them, do you really want to be behind Milley, who said the statement in a Senate hearing on the Afghan failures? Oh, yeah, well, we're not going to attack China. If we were going to attack China, we'd tell my counterpart. Excuse me, where I come from, that's treason. And that's the main military man under Biden. Now, I didn't hear Biden say anything. Instead, we court-martial a colonel, kick him out of the military for saying they really effed up in Afghanistan and caused the death of 13 servicemen. Yes! Do you understand, Democratic representatives? We have had enough. And I come from a traditional background. Until John McCain tried to steal my land without compensation with his little friends, I never stood up to any government official. I never fought a parking ticket. Hell, I haven't had a ticket, knock on wood, since I can't remember when I was 22, maybe. I obey the laws. I pay taxes I don't agree with. I follow the laws I don't agree with. But we're getting to the point now where you're crossing into domestic, how do I put this? I won't call Biden a domestic terrorist, but what I will say is he's not working in the American interest. And there comes a time when I'm going to have to say, no, I'm not obeying any more of your rules. And that day is fast approaching. And I asked the members of Congress, is this the kind of America you want to govern over? Because if I'm at this point, how many other people do you think are like me? And I'm reasonable. I know how to negotiate. I was a therapist. But I'm to the point where I'm going to say, no, hell no. And there ain't going to be no draft to take our kids. Because we're going to resist that too. You Democrats want to have a future as a party? Admit the mistake. And tell the people you want to do better. And you're going to represent their interests. And you're being led down the wrong path. And we're going to make the corrective changes. And that means you got to get rid of the squad. They're not for America. They're against America worse than Biden is. But I'm telling you, Democrats, America may cease to exist as a world power because of you and because of the Republican indifference to go along to get along. But you will not survive as a political party. And you people in office who think you're going to get fat and rich in Congress, and you think it's going to be like the good old days where you're Dianne Feinstein and go in as a millionaire and leave as a billionaire, those days are over. The American people will see to it. And your names will go down in infamy as the group that destroyed America. You need to take what I'm saying very seriously. I talk to economists who won't put their names on what they tell me right now because they're worried that the government will retaliate against their business interests. I've talked to some politicians who don't feel there's enough people behind them yet to openly speak out. And I mean both at the state and the federal level. And I'm telling you, folks, the worm is turning. The people are turning. 16 attorney generals, 26 governors say border, 16 attorney generals, domestic oil production, 21 governors, oil production. Now, no committee hearings. Do it now. I hope I've made my point crystal clear, because it's time for consequences to follow the Democrats for what they're letting their leadership get away with. And the consequences is vilification and then elimination from public life. You will not survive to serve. You will not serve again. You'll retire into whatever hole you came out of in the beginning. And I'm serious. I look at the things the Democrats are supporting. They're not even human. Forget religious beliefs for a second. What we're seeing here is the wholesale Mao Zedong cultural revolution against America. Doug Casey called all of you a bunch of Bolsheviks. He said they're the same as we found in 1917. He's correct. And this awareness is growing. You want to be a Democrat that gets a little further? You better start acting like Tulsi Gabbard. She may not be sincere in what she's saying. The Constitution, freedom of speech. I don't think she's sincere, but I think she's in survival mode. And I think she has an agenda. The rest of you better get in survival mode and start doing what's right. Put the country first and the party last. And this is your last chance, because the American people are coming at you as avenging voting mob, and they have very long memories. This will not stand in this country. Doug Casey, I want to send out a personal thank you to you for having the courage to go on and say what many people, as prominent as you are, sir, what the truth is. Bolsheviks running our country. Thank you for saying that, because you're exactly right. And this is an opportunity for people like Kyrsten Sinema, who I think has, I think she wants to see the country continue, and I think she wants to see a prosperous America. I disagree with her on so many issues, but I think her heart's in the right place for the continuance of the Republic. If she's going to survive, she's going to have to be more outspoken. She did a pretty good job. Joe Manchin is another one who has a chance. But we have to stop the reckless spending. We have to stop the Federal Reserve from what they're doing to the economy. And it all has to begin with Congress. You're letting Biden run the country by executive orders. That's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it's criminal negligence, in my opinion, about Congress. And probably Congress would say, whoa, who is this guy? I've heard enough. Okay, we'll see where the worm goes on this come November. And that's, I'm hoping that we survive until November. The world events are such right now, I can't predict a week from now. In America, you need to rise up right now, and you need to make your message just as clear as I've made it, and even more clear. We need to make sure that there is no compromise in our position. It's America first, or someone's gone. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the CommonSenseShow.tv. Well, we're kicking butt and taking names there too. In-depth investigations. And some of the people that come on are so clandestine, we can't even tell you what agency they were in. Remember Doug Thornton, DHS, right? We had to say, well, federal law enforcement, and he's wrecker and couldn't show his picture. Remember that? Yeah, well, we have a lot of those. And they're telling you the truth. And they're getting you ready for what's happening. I'd suggest you go there, thecommonsenseshow.tv. America, share this far and wide. Share this far and wide. We're not taking it anymore.